Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then with the concept of the sin in mind, he opens up chapter number 2 when he says, "My little children," and this here is a term of endearment, talking about those babes in Christ. "These things write I unto you, that ye sin not." That's the purpose of these things, for you to understand the importance of abstaining from sin. Why? Because sin severs that relationship, that fellowship that we have. We don't lose our salvation. We've already established that's eternally secure. But that relationship, that fellowship that we have, we sour it and we spoil it through sin. And when we understand that, now all of a sudden, our sins bear much more weight than simple little mistakes or oopsies. Because now, instead of the sin being something that you can carry on your back until it gets too heavy, and you lay it down and you confess it, and you try to turn away from it, now you understand the reality that the moment that sin sets into your life and begins to control you, from that point until the point of confession, you have jeopardized your relationship with God the Father. And it needs to be made right. And he says here, "I write these things unto you that ye sin not." But he knows, he's been around a long time, and if anybody in here has paid any attention to themselves in the course of their life, or to anyone else, you know that we slip up, we fail, and we sin. And so he says, if any man sin, hey, there's a solution. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It ties right back in to verse number 9 in chapter 1 about confessing our sins and he being faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And he's the propitiation, he's that appeasement, he's that vessel through which the justice is satisfied for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now the relationship is turning not only inward, but now the focus is looking outward as well. This isn't something just for us to hoard for ourselves, that somehow we have been the special chosen. No, it's for everyone. The sins of the whole world, the payment's been made. It's our duty to bear witness, to tell others about the gift of salvation. Simply to tell them what you know, what Jesus has done in your life. I don't know how better to put it than that. That's all there is to it. That's why John says, hey, what we've seen and heard, declare we unto you. That's what we're telling you. He's not just the solution for your sin, but for the whole world. There is no exclusion, no exceptions. The Lord's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Then in verse number 3, he says, "Hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." So now he's established about that relationship, making sure it's right, and the importance of being able to express that to a lost and dying world around us, because it's not just for our benefit, but for that of the whole world. And now he's given us the assurance that we need to have in our walk with Christ. Why? Because we will be attacked with all kinds of doubts and questions, temptations, failures, thoughts. Setting aside just the problems that we'll face beyond these doors, if we never had a problem from any other external influence whatsoever, and everything out there was perfect, each and every one of us inside this building this morning would still struggle with our greatest battles right up here. And here's the assurance that we need each day to be reminded that we have that fellowship with the Father. "Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." This is the effect of that salvation. This is the expression of having the Holy Spirit reside within you. There are fruits in your life. These are not things that are done in order to be saved. These are things that happen because you have been saved. And so here he says, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. How many of us how many times during the week even stop to examine if that's the state of our life in this day and in this moment, that are we keeping his commandments? How many of us have that assurance that we know him and that there's evidence of it because we're faithful to him? He's already established we all slip up and we all fail, we all fall. But there ought to be a progression and a desire in the life of the believer to get to know the Father more. It should be a natural occurrence that's placed there after the Holy Spirit resides in us, that there ought to be that earnest desire to grow in the Lord, even though at times our sin nature may overtake it, and we may be overpowered by the lusts of the flesh, and we may try to forget about the importance of our relationship with God. It should still be there and still be evident in that small voice that you hear at the end of the day, the regrets you have about not reading the Bible, the regrets you have about not spending more time in prayer, the desire you keep putting off to pursue God in a greater fashion. Well, we ought to be walking under the influence of that voice and not under the desires of the old man. In verse 4, it says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." I love this thought, that the love of God can be perfected through us. That's what John says here. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. It's demonstrated at the best. Its purpose is being fulfilled. Hereby know we that we are in him. In verse number 6, it says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." There's no double standards. It's very simple. If you claim to know the Savior, you ought to walk with the Savior. It ought to be so. I love that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I love that that word here was used, ought. Not will, but ought. Why? Because we still have a free will, and we still have a choice. If you say that you abide in him, well, you ought to walk as he walked. You don't just get to claim these things and not put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Well, maybe even not so to speak. Some of y'all may not get that, but not so to speak. You ought to put your money where your mouth is. You praising the Lord? Well, old preacher once said sometimes, show me someone's pocketbook and I'll show you their heart. All right, well, there's no double standard. It's very simple. If you make the claim, we ought to back it up through the example of our life. Why? Because Christ set that example first. He did it for us. Let's move on. Verse number 7. "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning." Paul often in his writings, he would talk about how he said something before, but he's going to say it again. And literally that it wasn't tiresome for him to repeat it. It was good for him to say it again and again. And here we have that same principle that John's saying that there's not a new commandment I'm writing to you. It's a thing you've heard from the beginning. But literally, it's not tiresome for him to repeat. He wants to make sure that we get this, the importance of it. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And it's that way for every generation. As each generation discovers the same Christ that the one before it knew. The same God, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. He's the God for you and I today. And those that follow after us, if the Lord doesn't come, and the new generations, God uses them as a light into this dark world, they'd be serving the same God that you and I serve today, which is why it's so important for us to make sure that they understand he's real and he's important. And our walk with him is the focus of our life as a believer.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.